From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. About 10 years ago, pop punk and boy bands were all over the radio, but the American analog set charted a different path. The Austin Band's 2001 album just got a reissue on vinyl. And today we're going to talk with frontman Andrew Kenny about influencing Blink 182, Death Cab for Cutie, and about being a punk band with a xylophone.
You know, we were making punk rock music, which just happened to be the establishment that we were railing against, was also thinking they were making punk rock music.
Plus, Nikki Lane brings her country croon to Studio 1A with a pair of live songs. She also gives us the lowdown on working with Black Keys' Dan Auerbach for her new album, All or Nothing. Also, Spoon is back, new music from our favorite Utensil, and literally a whole lot more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience, and I'm Jody Denver. Austin's American Analog set is in the spotlight on the show today. If you don't know that name, don't worry, they kind of flew under the radar during their career, but they ended up impacting a large bunch of artists in surprising ways. We'll learn more later on, but first we have some new music for you. In a moment, previously unreleased material from Joe Ely, but first, believe it or not, it's Spoon. 4 years since their last album, Transference. The new one is on the way. It's out August 5th, and it's called They Want My Soul. This is new from Spoon. It's called Rent I Pay on the Austin Music Experience.
We're rolling.
Thank you.
DuckTale Red. Ride a motorcycle and dye my DuckTale Red. Gonna catch me a breeze and ride it like a thoroughbred. Well, I varnish my coffin with a premium gasoline. Varnish my coffin with a premium gasoline. I got the highway blues on my two-wheel limousine. I honk and I holler, make a jukebox come alive. I honk and I holler, make a jukebox come alive. Taste of a honey, make a bee head for the hive. Wanna ride a motorcycle and dye my DuckTale red. Yeah. Ride a motorcycle and dye my DuckTale red. Yeah. I'm gonna catch me a breeze and ride it like a thoroughbred. Make a bee head for the hive.
Joe Ely with Ride a Motorcycle. It's new music from Joe, but not really. His next record is called Before 84, and in that time frame, he was working with an Apple computer and a Roland drum machine, one of the first musicians to do so. In fact, the liner notes on this new Ely release, Before 84, written by Apple pioneer Steve Wozniak. Ride a Motorcycle from Joe Ely, a 15-year-old Charlie Sexton on backing vocals. Well-timed, as the Republic of Texas rally is this weekend in Austin, be careful and watch out for those bikers. And believe it or not, we started the Austin Music Experience with New Spoon. In the intervening years since their last release, Jim Eno's been busy with Public Hi-Fi Studios and production work. Britt Daniel has moved to the Pacific Northwest and done a record with the band Divine Fits. But Spoon is back. August 5th, They Want My Soul comes out. Dave Fridman, who you know from his work with The Flaming Lips, probably, and Tame Impala, is the producer on this new Spoon record. They'll be back home in Austin in October for both weekends of the Austin City Limits Music Festival. And now we go back and forth on the Austin Music Experience with Andrew Bird. Andrew Bird is in Austin on Monday playing a show at the Paramount Theater. And he has a new record, well, not really a new album of his own, an entire album of songs written by the Handsome Family, the Chicago alt-country duo who's going to play with Jeff Tweedy at the Texas Union Ballroom June 21st. So we'll go back with Andrew and then we'll come forth with the new track. Back to 2009 in Studio 1A, here's Andrew Bird on the Austin Music Experience. Thank you.
comes and goes like in fits and dizzy spells, like the weather. And it blows like it knows what's going wrong, like it's clever. Has a name, oh no, but the name goes unspoken. Weather vanes, oh, all twisted and broken. So soldier on, soldier on. Soldier on, soldier on. Soldier on, oh. Now you're flailing to the whir of a snack machine, muted screams of an old regime. And then all the something gets in it, the nightshade gets in it. We were all fast asleep, we were all so fast asleep. But you woke us, you woke us from the strangest dream that an aubergine could ever know, would ever know, would ever know. Over crooks and craggy cliffs to the ocean, and explodes in a steam heat fevered cyclical motion. Has a name, oh no, but the name goes unspoken. It's in vain, oh no, cause the language is broken. So cast your own, cast your own, cast your own. Oh, cast your own. Oh, sold your own. Sold your own, sold your own. Sold your own. Oh, sold your own. Oh, no, your own. What is gathered will disperse. What's been built out will collapse. All of your dreams, they're all fulfilled. Late New Year's Eve, paper hat on your head. It was hard to believe that you'd ever be dead. In that dream that you're falling, you had since you're five, is a bird on your shoulder that whispers goodbye, goodbye. What is moving will be still. What is gathered will disperse. What's been built up will collapse. All of your dreams, in a bed, she was certain that sky that would fall on her head. And Evel Knievel shot up from dead grass, and I loved him better each time that he crashed.
Back and forth with Andrew Bird on the Austin Music Experience. Of all the musicians who play violin, hammer on the glockenspiel, whistle a tune, and loop it all, Andrew's our favorite. From the Chicago area, you may know his work with Bowl of Fire or Squirrel Nut Zippers. In 2009, Andrew visited us in Studio 1A and had a solo record out and a single that did pretty well, Fits and the Dizzy Spells. We went back for that. We came fourth for Andrew Bird's version of the Handsome Family's Tin Foiled. Don't forget the Handsome Family plays with Jeff Tweedy at the Texas Union Ballroom June 21st. Andrew Bird plays Monday night at the Paramount Theater here in Austin. Coming up, Andrew Kenny talks about his bands The American Analog Set and The Wooden Birds and how the worlds of science and music meet. Also, Nikki Lane, Trombone Shorty. We've got lots to come still as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a musician who is finally living up to his name. Frank Beard, drummer for the Texas blues rock trio ZZ Top, was born June 11, 1949 in Houston. Guitarist Billy Gibbons formed ZZ Top in 1969 with Beard and bassist Dusty Hill. Their first big hit came in 1973 with LaGrange, a tongue-in-cheek tribute to a Texas bordello known as the Chicken Ranch.
I'm ready for it.
ZZ Top, which was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, is also well known for the long gray beards worn by Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill. Ironically, Frank Beard only had a mustache for most of ZZ Top's 41-year career, until he recently began sporting a goatee. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll visit a dance hall that was built to help celebrate an important African-American holiday. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Doctor's orders. Paul McCartney has postponed the beginning of his tour, and it was set to kick off in Lubbock this weekend. The almost 72-year-old McCartney canceled some of his tour dates in Asia last month to recover from the virus, but had expected to continue with his U.S. leg as planned. However, a note has been posted on McCartney's website that says, at the advice of his doctor, he's sorry, but it'll be a few more weeks before he can rock through America. The June 14th Lubbock date has been moved to October 2nd, and his upcoming Dallas stop is now slated for October 13th. Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy has two upcoming solo shows here in Austin, and judging from the first night of his tour, fans are in store for a night of all new music. Billboard reports that Tweedy and his son Spencer kicked off the first show in Detroit with 14 never heard before songs, a move that Tweedy joked was a, quoting here, colossally ignorant thing to do. The tracks were all presumably from Tweedy's new album Sukire, which is out September 16th. Summer brings a whole bunch of festivities to Austin, and this weekend is no exception. Just one of the many music shows around town is the Scootinanny. The one-day annual Saturday Fest goes down at historic Scootin. In case you didn't know, the once railroad saloon has been around for about 143 years. That's back when ice was a luxury, beer came in jugs, and you could still have yourself a duel. History lessons aside, this year's Scootinanny features a sampling of Texas's indie electronic music scene with performances from Neon Indian, Octopus Project, Night Drive, Black and White Years, Orthy, Ishii, and more. And the fest goes into the late night with DJ sets from Texas Party Starters, Learning Secrets, and Bagheera. More info and a deeper history of the iconic Austin venue at scootinaustin.com. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
Our guest today on the Austin Music Experience is Andrew Kenny, the man behind bands like American Analog Set and the Wooden Birds. First of all, nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well.
And I feel like I met you today for the first time for real, because although I'm familiar with the music of the Wooden Birds, it wasn't until today that I spent quality time with your album Know by Heart that you did with the American Analog Set back in 2001 that I discovered, you know, the light bulb went off in my head. Mm-hmm. And this album is about to be reissued on vinyl for the very, well, it was out on vinyl for a very short time, right?
Yes, for it was maybe 1,000 were pressed. And by the time we got back from tour, there weren't any available anymore. So this is the first time it's been on kind of a tender, nostalgic format like vinyl in 13 years or so.
Let's backtrack a little bit. American Analog Set, roots in Fort Worth, Texas?
Yeah, more or less. We're a Tarrant County, I guess, band. But although we never played there.
Oh, ever? Or just when you were forming?
No, we never played there. We played a party. Our first show, I guess, was a house party at my grandmother's house. And we weren't the kind of band that was ever going to have an audience in Texas or in Fort Worth, Texas. And we all loved Austin and so we all just kind of moved down here. Lisa and Mark were going to school here at the time. We just kind of got together over the summer. So Lee and I followed them back down to Austin.
We're talking with Andrew Kenny from American Analog Set. Did the lineup of the band stay pretty much the same throughout its course, or did it change up a lot?
It changed up a little. And this is a big reason that Know by Heart is a special record for the band, and we lost a member to a lucrative career after 1999, and gained two members just before writing Know by Heart. So it was our biggest turnover we ever had was right before know by heart. And of course, you know, you get a new band together or change members, and all of a sudden all these ideas come out and everyone's got a little bit of a different attitude and a different vibe on things.
Listening to this reissue, Know By Heart, which has just come out on vinyl by American Analog Set, what struck me, amongst other things, is that it has a timeless feel. You could have told me this record came out yesterday, and I would have said, hey, I really like that new record, which maybe that's a good reason for reissuing it in 2014.
You know, of course, we made the record, so we're not the people to ask if it's, you know, any good. We love it, or we wouldn't have shared it with everyone in the first place. I always felt like the Analog Set was a punk rock band of some kind. I mean, it was born in the midst of grunge and post grunge, and you know, boy bands at the same time were kind of popular as well. But really, if you turned on the alternative radio, you weren't going to hear a band like the Analog Set. And I guess, you know, we were making punk rock music. It just happened to be the establishment that we were railing against was also thinking they were making punk rock music.
They were louder,
but and then some.
The band American Analog Set, the debut album was in 1996 or so, and you put out 6 full-length records of new material through, I don't know, 2005, I guess, something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is somewhere in the middle. Why this record to get the vinyl reissue treatment? Does this record stand out to you in the catalog of American Analog Set?
Well, it did at the time, and it does even more so now. People, when they say, you know, I like your band, I have Know By Heart, or no, I have all your records, but Know By Heart is the first one I got, and just for many reasons, I think that album resonated with people. Some of it musically, and some of it it was just the, you know, where music was at the time. I mean, it was kind of a simple record.
Reading some of the press that came along with the reissue, there's kudos to you from Blink-182 and Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, who you've worked with and recorded with. At the time of the record, I mean, Ben's on the record, right?
He is.
Yeah. So we couldn't say this record influenced him, but I guess your band did.
I kind of hear it. People tell me that they hear it, but I guess Ben is the only one I should really listen to, and he says that he's always loved our band, and we used to send each other demos, and I have a feeling that we both kind of leaned each other in one direction or another, but you know, who's to say? It's been a long time. Letters from the state. Then you go inside and I walk away.
Now, after American Analog Set, you were in a band called The Wooden Birds, who did a couple of great records in 2009, Magnolia, in 2011, Two Matchsticks. What happened with that Austin band, The Wooden Birds?
Well, I got really lucky, and a lot of good friends that are very talented agreed to join the band, but it was it was built to be a very temporary project. The records were made in a small room with small instruments, and it was very much a songwriter's record, I guess you would call it. and I staffed it with some really gifted people that had a lot of other things to do. So in 2011, they all went back to their other projects. You know, the Wooden Birds, in some way, kind of, it's sad, it kind of busted up right when people were kind of catching on to it. But, you know, the other side of that coin is it lasted for one more record than I thought it would. So I should be thankful, and I am.
And the Wooden Birds wound up on the cover of the Austin Chronicle. They got a lot of airplay in town. You have another hat that you wear. And that is here on the University of Texas. I don't know, would you call it your day job?
Well, I don't work at night normally, so yes.
Come on, give it to me, Andrew.
No, it's my day job. But I work in a very straightforward developmental genetics lab here on campus. It's what I went to university for. I went to UT in the 90s. Usually when people bring up that I'm a rock star scientist, it's because they think those two are very incongruent, when really they're kind of the same thing for me. I don't consider myself a gifted songwriter, but I do really enjoy taking a song and working on making it better. And that's through, repetition and distance away from it, and then coming back to it and recording and re-recording and trying to improve upon. And this is very much the scientific method, you know, experimentation and you revise your hypothesis. My hypothesis is, hey, I can make this song better, and I'm going to test this by, cutting out that second chorus because it's just unnecessary, you know, stuff like that. So I always considered them to be scratching the same itch, at least for me.
Scientist by day, musician probably by day and night, Andrew Kenny. So the Wooden Birds are gone. American Analog Set has this reissue of their album from 13 years ago coming out right now. Is there a chance that you might play more shows with American Analog Set?
Well, no. We don't have any plans to play at all in support of the reissue. We get together and play as friends, and I don't know, it's a popular thing to do right now to reunite and play shows if you were a band that was popular so many years ago. But I don't know. We got together, and sometimes we play old stuff, sometimes we play new stuff. But we're content just doing bi-weekly concerts for the five biggest fans of the band, I guess.
You're not closing the door here.
Never. I mean, it was, the Analog Set was barely a band to begin with. It, you know, you can't break up if you still see your best friends almost every day, and if you can't break up if you're still making music weekly either. So we just kind of stopped doing it. I don't know. We don't sing outside the shower now, I guess.
But barely a band that put out six full-length records during its
somehow
stint.
Yeah, we did stumble into releasing quite a bit of material over a decade and toured around a lot as well.
Well, those of you with record players, I would recommend getting this reissue of American Analog Set's 2001 release, Know By Heart. And if you buy the vinyl, you get a card that'll allow you to download it as well. Andrew, nice to meet you, and thank you for this music. It's really special.
It was, I don't know, when we were making it, it just felt like an Austin experience. So I'm glad I get to come share it with the Austin music experience.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Austin's American Analog set with a song that went so against the grain because it was so subtle, they called it punk as, I can't say that, punk as Use Your Imagination. It's from their 2001 album, Know By Heart, which just got a vinyl re-release. Coming up, Nikki Lane takes us through her Dan Auerbach-produced new album, All or Nothing, with a pair of live songs. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Next week on the program, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ian McLagan's going to sit down with us. Yes, he's going to talk about his new album, United States, but also about a new box set that shines a light on the small faces who never even toured America, never played America. We'll have the full interview next week, but a little teaser this week. Rob Cager is the guy that helped put together the Small Faces reissues in the box set, and he really had some digging to do to find those original recordings.
He approached fans. Fans turned up with acetates they had all those years that were a better quality than anything we have of some songs, you know. It's a beautiful, it sounds great. Because the quality has gone down over the years. Every record company that gets the rights for a few years, they'll just copy off of vinyl or off a cassette. It's horrible. It's been a real joke. It's finally to hear our tracks sound the way they did.
Thank you. to move. Showing up tonight, so to show and prove. I know you feel so good when you're feeling the groove, and I can show you how it's done. But hold on, not so fast. You got the feeling, make the fire last. You wanna feel it from me, I wanna feel it from you. I say, what you gonna do, or what you gonna do to me? What I'm gonna do to you, I bet you like it. What you gonna do to me, yeah. What I'm gonna do to you, I bet you like it. Late night, with the lights down low, safe and sound by the bed on the door. I bet you still want more, I bet you still want more. And then you're shaking like you came in for. Crazy to be holding out, waiting till no one's around. There's no better place than here, there's no better time than now. Do to me, yeah. What I'm gonna do to you, I bet you're lying. What you gonna do to me, baby, yeah, yeah. What I'm gonna do to you, I bet you like it.
In 2014, it's pretty hard to find a synthesis of musical elements that is unique. And I think Trombone Shorty does that, the way he mixes jazz and funk and rap. That version of Do To Me from Trombone Shorty was recorded in our Studio 1A in 2012. Trombone Shorty, born as Troy Andrews in the Treme section of New Orleans, has worked with everyone from Jeff Beck to Lenny Kravitz to U2 and Green Day. Trombone Shorty plays at Emo's in Austin on Sunday. And Trombone Shorty, preceded by The Small Faces, one of their all-time classic songs, the great Steve Marriott on vocals, his songwriting partner Ronnie Lane on bass guitar, Ian McLagan and Kenny Jones as well on Tin Soldier. And that's on a new Small Faces box set, Here Come the Nice. Next week on the Austin Music Experience, Ian McLagan will tell us about this new Small Faces music, or reissues and remasters, and his new album, United States. We continue with some more exclusive live music. Mere days ago, Nikki Lane was in our Studio 1A. Originally from South Carolina, she spent a little time in New York City before landing in Nashville to record her second album for New West Records. And actually, here's the title track from All or Nothing, Nikki Lane's second release, or the second that we've gotten to hear, recorded live in Studio 1A. Thank you. That was Nashville-based Nikki Lane, recorded mere days ago in our Studio 1A, the title track to her newest release and her second album that's come out, All or Nothing. Nikki Lane worked with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys on this record, and that doesn't put her in an exclusive club because Dan Auerbach has produced the likes of Jessica Lee Mayfield, Bombino, Valerie June. He just worked on the new ones from Lana Del Rey and Ray LaMontagne. And in 2013, he got Grammy for Producer of the Year, I think pretty much for his recordings with Dr. John and Hacienda. And when Nikki Lane was here, she talked with her own Jay Trachtenberg about what it was like working with Dan.
Really easy to work with and really impressive because he doesn't have an ego in the studio. He's not trying to do what I think some producers do and kind of put their thing on your record, which is obviously part of the job. But some people, I think, tend to overdo it. And I think what's cool about Dan and working with people like Ray LaMontagne and Lana Del Rey and then an African band like Bombino is that he kind of goes all over and then tries to work with you and get the best out of you for your sound. It's nice to be able to try to form an opinion of what I want my records to sound like. And so working with somebody like that obviously has a really wide range of influences and a list of players that are willing to show up at, you know, with a day's notice and work on a record, just kind of allows you to bring everything you want to the table. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed he picked Kenny Vaughn to play
yes,
on
he
the
did.
Session,
Thank
too.
Goodness.
Yeah. Doesn't get much better. Kenny Vaughn, a top-notch Nashville guitar picker.
He's the king, man. He's so great. And just kind of runs the town. I kind of joke because at the end of the recording, we tried to go into a popular bar, which we should have never been turned away from in the first place, like having Dan and everybody in the crew. And they wouldn't let us in, and then it was raining, and then Kenny Vaughn walked in a black patent leather coat, and like the curtains literally parted, and they let us all in, and we were all just kind of like... What was wrong with us? You know what I mean? But it's just something that he has.
End of night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. We'll be right back.
I love those exclusive live recordings. That one was from Nikki Lane. Right Time is one of the standout tracks from her new album All or Nothing, and that was a Studio 1A performance of the tune. Thanks for listening. You can listen to all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org. Just look for the Austin Music Experience. And the Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, we appreciate you guys, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.